Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. Hello to every single good human out there and welcome to the 1% podcast, my place where I chat about a topic I enjoy and also read out some gratitudes from the 1% Good Club, the Instagram accountability groups giving 1% of their day to their mental health. 14 minutes of your day is 1%, so 10 minutes of meditation in the morning and 4 minutes of gratitude. It's completely free. It always will be, and there's over 1,000 members over on Instagram. If you want to join, please send at the Good Human Factory direct message. Take your mental health into your own hands. Join a bunch of incredible people who are, yeah, just like you, good humans trying to take care of their mental health. If you are enjoying this podcast, please hit that like and subscribe button. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or, yeah, just leave us 5 stars. Another thing that you can do that I'd love for you to do, actually, that's special for this week and next is I'm doing a Good Human Factory Good Humans Podcast survey, and I'm giving away two $250 Good Human Factory merch vouchers. You can go on the website and choose whatever you want, up to $250. All you have to do is fill in the survey. It takes you about 2 minutes, gives me a bit of feedback from this year, lets me know what you're enjoying, lets me know what you're not enjoying, and it's very, very quick and easy to fill out. That survey will be in the show notes, so please go hit that. And yeah, in 2 weeks, on the 23rd of December, I'm going to be picking two people who fill out the survey from their emails and sending out $250 gift cards. So please go fill out that survey. It would mean the world to me. A quick one about this week's sponsor, once again, Drink Arepa. Arepa's a brain function juice drink. And yeah, it's been really cool, actually. I've had a few people reach out this week and say that they've bought the product or they've found it in Coles or Woolies and they're loving it. It's really cool to see people making some positive choices when it comes to their health. And the way that I look at it now is if you're somebody who drinks juice at home on in your fridge, something that I had growing up all the time, a different kind of juice, or if you're somebody who has fizzy drinks or some sort of soft drink in your fridge and you just feel like, you know what, why am I not making healthier choices? Go check out Drink Arepa. It's a blackcurrant flavored juice, but it makes your brain perform better short term, but it also gives you long term brain health benefits. So it's a bit of a no brainer, mind the pun. Grab some stock, put it in your fridge, have it over summer. The fizzy version is delicious, but also the juice, blackcurrant version of the performance drink is so, so tasty. So if you go to the website drinkarepa.com, use the code GOODHUMAN, you get a huge 25% off. It's just a way healthier alternative to having juice or to having fizzy drinks in your fridge. So please go check that out. I use it every single day, and so many people in my network and people I know who perform at a high level are using it now. So yeah, go check it out. Use code GOODHUMAN for a big 25% off. All right, the 1% pod this week is going to be fun. We have some really fun gratitudes to read out from amazing members of the group, but also a topic that I think you guys might all like and might get something out of today. So I'm going to jump straight into the gratitudes. First one we have from Group 9, we have Lockie Carey. So Lockie dates my sister and he's been a member of this club for a long time, and he actually had a word to me and said, he's like, why have you never read my gratitudes out? And I was like, because you don't really write long enough ones in. They're always very short, which is amazing, but I like to read out some with a bit of depth. So he wrote a really nice one in this week. So we have number one, celebrated my girlfriend's birthday this weekend. I love seeing her so happy and getting showered with love. Number two, Sunday afternoon beers with friends. Always fun to recap on a good weekend and have a few laughs. And number three, my mum for always dropping everything to help us with whatever we need. We had a Christmas birthday lunch on Saturday and she spent half the day in the kitchen cooking and preparing. Oh, I love Lockie's mum, Shell. What a legend. And then my sister's birthday was this weekend. So to hear your brother-in-law, I mean, they're not married, but yeah, sister's partner, that his gratitudes are seeing his sister love. Bloody love that. Good on you, Lockie. I know you listen to this podcast, and I appreciate everything you do, mate. So shout out to Lockie Carey. All right, we have group number 7, Jacob. Number 1, marks back from my thesis and all of my master's subjects, very happy. Number 2, overwhelming positive feedback from the student I taught earlier this year. And number 3, getting to watch all my friends' reactions to getting their thesis marks back and seeing them very happy. Good on you, Jacob. I know nothing about doing a thesis. I know nothing about university, but I see so many people putting in hours and hours of work. And yeah, it's great to know that you're getting good results back, and also great that you're happy seeing your friends getting their results back and being happy about it. So good on you, Jacob, group number 7. Next we have from group number 3, Natalie. Number 1, heartwarming interactions in the morning at work that makes you want to realize sometimes all people want is for someone to listen and hear their struggles without fixing them. Number 2, unexpected phone call home from a friend who has moved away and is missed greatly. And number 3, good health and being able to set and achieve physical and mental goals. Oh, good on you, Natalie. It's so nice to hear that you're just listening to the people at work and showing some empathy and giving them space. It's so important, and I feel like a lot of us need a bit of a a reminder about that sometimes, me included. And also, yeah, just that awareness, how lucky us, like myself, who are in good health and good mental health, and what that opens up, it allows us to really set goals that are big and also achievable. So good on you, Natalie. Next we have from group number 9, Inca. Number 1, I started my new job today, which I was beyond anxious about. Too much information, but I threw up on the way to work. But everyone was really kind and welcoming, so I'm super excited for the new opportunity, and thank you to the universe. And number 2, cleared out my inbox, such a relief. Number 3, showered and in bed already with a book, ready to smash another day tomorrow. Oh, love that, Inca. The pre-work anxiety followed up by it feeling good once you see that people are nice. So I love hearing that. It's nice when people's new jobs go really well. And yeah, clearing out your inbox and having an early night is such a beautiful way to get ready for the next day of work. So shout out to you, Inca, group 9. Group number one, we have Laura. Today I'm grateful for past me for meal prepping so I could just heat up something tonight when I didn't have time to cook while I'm sick. Number 2, having a burst of energy to declutter my room. And number 3, for pulling myself out of a spiral and changing my attitude and focus on the future by making a 2023 vision board. Oh, I love that, Laura. It's nice to hear that you're actively pulling yourself out of those slumps that we do get in sometimes. And yeah, setting up a vision board for 2023, that's actually inspired me. I need to do that and make some big plans for next year. And yeah, the meal prepping as well. Good on you. Love that. Next, we have our last one for this week. And this is from group number 4. And this is from a great friend of mine, Alex Hayes, my best mate, his mum. And I can't even begin to explain how special it is to know that friends of mine, mums, are getting involved in gratitude groups and just giving bits of their day to their mental health. It's very humbling, if I'm being completely honest, to know that this is having a positive effect on more than just my peers and younger generations, but also older generations, friends, mums. This is for everyone, the 1% Club. So here's some gratitudes for Helen Hayes. Number 1, I'm grateful for my personal trainer. Number 2, I'm grateful for my mum. And number 3, I'm grateful for the opportunities I have to travel. So good on you, Helen. I absolutely love getting to read out your gratitudes, and it's so special to see you write them in quite frequently. As I said, as always, if you want to join those clubs and get involved in those 1% messages and gratitudes each day, there's, I think, over 3,000 written in each week now. So it's really special to read them. And yeah, it is a really positive part of your day. So send at the Good Human Factory DM, join the club, bunch of legends, and you'll love it too. All right, this week's topic, and I think this is one that everyone is going to be able to relate to. And it has, and it came up for me because of my beautiful partner calling me out on something. And if 2 years ago Cooper had a girlfriend that said something like this to them, I would have definitely not snapped, but had an excuse and bitten and not taken ownership. But to be honest, it was really refreshing to have the maturity to take this advice on. And I think everyone listening is going to get something out of it too. So she said to me, she just brought to my attention how much I'm on my phone, whether it be getting out of my car between walking from outside to inside. I'll check my phone, I'll flick on Instagram while I'm walking, or I'll be walking to the bathroom and I'll check my Instagram. And then I looked at my screen time, and I kind of always use the excuse of it's part of my work. I need to post podcasts, I need to post social media stuff. But my screen time was up well and truly over 1 to 2 to 3 hours on social media each day. And it just made me reflect on the fact that I, as much as I am using it for work, I know that I'm just aimlessly scrolling as a distraction so often and taking away from the present moment. And something that she brought up that made so much sense. We went to a friend's house that had a beautiful view looking over the ocean, and we were only there for about 20 minutes. And she called me out. She was like, "Are you seriously sitting there scrolling TikTok while you have this view to look up and enjoy the present moment?" And at the time, I kind of bit back at it, but then she brought it up to me a few days later in a way that was not harsh on me at all, but just brought it to my attention. And I was like, wow, you are so right. I need to be a bit more conscious about this. I need to try and be more in the present moment. And if I'm going to sit down and scroll, put time out for it. Sit down on a couch and actually do it, not while you're walking or not while you're in interactions with people. It was just a big eye-opener for me to improve. And if you're listening right now and you don't have that person around you to maybe call you out on it, let me be that person that's calling you out right now. Have a look on your screen time. How often or how many hours are you spending a day on social media? And if you're anything like me and think there's room for improvement, let this podcast be an episode that goes, you know what? I'm going to try and make some positive changes. I'm going to try and make sure that I live presently throughout the day and don't just randomly go on social media all the time. I'm going to set out little blocks each day now and try and just have moments where I go on social media rather than just consistently all the time throughout my day being sucked into other people's highlights reel. I want to go out and create my own highlight reel. And yeah, that's just something that I thought I needed to bring to attention. So ask yourself right now, or even go and have a look on your phone. How much time are you spending on social media? How much time are you spending on your phone? And yeah, if it's really high, like me, let's try and make this summer a bit more present. Let's try and make this summer, just really about being in the moment and living our life. So yeah, hopefully that helps you as well. And I know it's going to take me on a bit better of a path throughout summer. Sometimes we just need to get honest with ourselves, and yeah, I definitely needed to as well. This Friday's guest is a fun one. I had this lady reach out to me from over in America called Dr. Heidi, and she's a toxic relationship specialist. And I think every single one of us can say we've either been in a toxic relationship, seen a toxic relationship, or yeah, we'll one day probably get in a toxic relationship. And just learning her story was really interesting. She wasn't a... She actually was a physiotherapist, I think. Far out, maybe I'm getting that wrong. But she, went on to talk about her story and the relationship she was in and how gnarly it was having to leave her kids with her husband because he was just so toxic towards her. And then, yeah, it blew me away, the honesty and vulnerability that Heidi shared about her story. But then she went on to explain some of the work that she does now as a toxic relationship therapist. She has her own podcast, which is huge, over 1 million downloads, so about 5-6 times bigger than my podcast, which was really cool to hear her journey, the advice she gives people who are in toxic relationships, how to identify it, and yeah, the steps involved to getting out of toxic relationships. So listen to this excerpt, and I'll be back in a sec.
And pretty soon I realized most of the people that were coming to me for making themselves a priority were people that were coming out of emotionally abusive relationships. And so I thought, well, maybe this is the reason I went through it, because when I was in it, I really could not understand how I felt like I was a good person. And I felt like I was in healthcare to help people. And I felt like I was nice and I was helpful. And I didn't understand at all how I could land in something that just felt like an absolute prison. Looking back now, I get it. I just started doing small workshops and started talking about my story. And that was 6.5 years ago. And I retired from healthcare 2 years ago, and I do the emotional abuse recovery, and I help people escape, and I help people recover full-time now from emotionally abusive relationships.
All right, that was Dr. Heidi. You don't want to miss that this Friday. It's going to be a fun episode. Please, if you're enjoying the podcast, leave us a review, 5 stars, and hit like and subscribe. Go and fill in that survey. It's in the show notes. Super easy, super quick, and you can win $250 worth of Good Humor merch. 2 people are going to be chosen, so you got a good chance to win. And yeah, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you all on Friday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.